Hello and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Onions, yes, we've got a winner. Four straight winning days in the prop show. We'll try for number five in just a moment. So let's recap the winning card for Thursday. My absolute best bet, Andrew Nebhardt. Under the 10.5, he scores seven, and I cash the ticket. The unders go 2-1. I cash on Jason Tatum under the 27.5. He was held to 15. I cash on Kelly Olynyk under the 13.5. He scored eight. I lose on Ayo Dosunmu under the 13.5. He scored 14. Keep in mind, I can't pronounce any names, so I apologize in advance. So I lost that one by the half a point. My overs went 1-2. I lose on Bradley Beal. I had the over 20.5. He scored 20. I lose that by the half a point. So I have a winning night at 4-3, but lost two different prop bets by a half a point. I lose on Mikal Bridges over the 23.5. He scored 13. I gave all the reasons why I should bet the under. I bet the over, and I paid the price. Then Jaime Jaquez over the 10.5. He scored 13 for the Heat, and I cashed that ticket. Add it all together, a winning day, and we'll try to make it once again five straight here on Friday. Before we get to the card, we are proud to be partnered with Shields, so gear up for the bracket battles ahead. Check out their huge selection of college fan gear, including some of the hottest items like the Caitlin Clark Never a Long Shot and You Break It, You Own It t-shirts. Find the latest gear by clicking the link in the show notes so you look your best for March Madness. Hats, shirts, hoodies, yard games, team tumblers, flags, and more. Get game day ready by clicking the link in the show notes. Seriously, it's a great store. Go to the sale button on the site, and you will find some great deals out there. But now, let's get to the card here for Friday, and we start with my absolute best bet. It's Anthony Simons of the Portland Trail Blazers under the 27.5 points against Houston at the -110. So the Rockets rank 10th defending the position. They rank 3rd defending the three. They rank 6th in field goal percentage allowed. Simons is averaging 22.8 points per game, 25 points per game of the month of March. He's scored 30, 34, and 29 in the last three games with above average shooting and attempts. His number has increased from 22.5 to 23.5 to 24.5, and now the big jump to 27.5. One game against the Rockets this year, it was good for him. 41 minutes, 13 of 20 shooting, 33 points. Even with increased attempts, above average shooting won't last. More downside than upside. So I'm on Anthony Simons of the Blazers under the 27.5 points at the -110. Next up on the card, it's Kyle Lowry of the Philadelphia 76ers. Under the 11.5 points against New Orleans at the -130. So the Pelicans rank 3rd defending the position. They rank number 1 defending the 3. They rank number 5 in field goal percentage allowed. Lowry is averaging 8.3 points per game on the season, 9 points per game since the break and also since the trade from Miami. His attempts are still only 6.5 per game. He's gone over in 2 of his last 3, but he's gone under in 13 of his last 15. He's a 43% shooter on the year. He had to shoot 55% to get those two overs. He just doesn't shoot enough for me to support the over 11.5. So I'm going to take the under 11.5 here with Kyle Lowry of the 76ers under the 11.5 points at the -130. Next up on the card for me, it's Anthony Edwards of the Minnesota Timberwolves. Under the 29.5 points at Cleveland at the -106. So the Cavaliers rank 1st defending the position. They give up the 2nd fewest points per game. They rank 4th in field goal percentage allowed. Almost sounds like the T-Wolves defensive metrics, except the T-Wolves are number 1 in each of those categories. No Karl-Anthony Towns, so Edwards will get plenty of touches for the Wolves. He's averaging 26.4 points per game. He scored 44 last night at Indiana, shooting 18 of 35 from the field, 19.7 attempts per game of the season. So last night, he had a ton of attempts. He's had a lot of 30-point games this year, but I like the Cavaliers' metrics on defense. They'll make him use his supporting cast tonight. So let's go under on Anthony Edwards of the Timberwolves under the 29.5 points at the -106. Next up on the card, it's Ryu Hamakara. Yeah, wow. I can't. Oh, I just butchered that name bad. Hachimura. There we go. Of the LA Lakers under the 14.5 points against Milwaukee at the -115. So the Bucks rank sixth defending the position. They rank eighth defending the three, and they rank 13th in field goal percentage allowed. Hopefully, Davis and James will go tonight for the Lakers to limit the touches. Ryu is averaging 12.5 points per game of the season, 15.3 points per game since the All-Star break. He's had a couple spike games in March, 29 points last out against the Kings, 23 points earlier this month against Denver. He's averaging 7.3 attempts per game, but he had 15 and 17 attempts in those two spike games. He's hit or miss. He's gone under in four, over in four over the last eight. It's time for another under. I'm on Ryu Hamachara of the Lakers under the 14.5 points at the -115. You can't mispronounce a name much worse than I did right there. Harry Carey back in the 80s has nothing on me. I'm terrible at this. Next up on the card, we go to the overs. It's Vince Williams of the Grizzlies over 14.5 points against Atlanta at the even money +100. So the Hawks ranked 24th defending the position. They ranked 29th in points allowed. They ranked 28th against the three and ranked 27th in field goal percentage allowed. Williams is averaging 9.9 points per game of the season, 11.9 points per game since the break. He's gone over in two of three, one game against the Hawks this year, 35 minutes, two of six shooting, 5 points. Nothing screams over, but the Hawks' defensive metrics, that does it for me. I expect Williams to be better this time around, so I'll take the over. Give me Vince Williams Jr. of the Grizzlies over the 14.5 points at the +100.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Next up on the card, it's Brandon Miller of the Hornets over the 20.5 points at Washington at the -102. So the Wizards rank 30th defending the position. They rank 30th in points allowed. They rank 29th in field goal percentage allowed. It's always a good start to a handicap to the over. Miller is averaging 16.7 points per game of the season, 17.6 points per game since the All-Star break. Three games against the Wizards this year, but I think you can toss the metrics out. 30 minutes, 5 of 11 shooting, 13 points. 32 minutes, 5 of 16 shooting, 12 points. 31 minutes, 6 of 12 shooting, 15 points. All of those games, though, happened back when he was averaging just 11.8 attempts per game. Now he's averaging 18 attempts per game in the month of March. I'm expecting a much different result this time around. So let's cheer for points against one of the worst defenses in the NBA. It's Brandon Miller of the Hornets over the 20.5 points at the -102. And the final prop on the card for me is Dylan Brooks of the Houston Rockets over the 9.5 points at Portland at the -125. So the Blazers ranked 22nd defending the position. They ranked 26th in field goal percentage allowed and ranked 17th in points allowed. Brooks is averaging 13.2 points per game in the season. That's a good number, but he's averaging just 7.1 points per game since the All-Star break. I did cash an over on him already this week when he scored 11 against the Clippers. His last three games, 11, 0, and 11. So I'm going to hope for 11 instead of 0 tonight. One game against Portland this year, 32 minutes, 5 of 11 shooting, 14 points. I'll take that again. Let's do it again. I'm on Dylan Brooks of the Rockets over the 9.5 points at the -125. So let's recap the card for Friday. Can I make it 5 straight winning days? Well, we'll find out. My absolute best bet, Anthony Simons of the Blazers under the 27.5 points at the -110. I'm on Kyle Lowry of the 76ers under the 11.5 points at the -130. I'm on Anthony Edwards of the Timberwolves under the 29.5 points at the -106. I'm on Ryu. Let's just call him that for the Lakers under the 14.5 points at the -115. I'm on Vince Williams of the Grizzlies over the 14.5 points, even money here at the plus 100. I'm on Brandon Miller of the Hornets over the 20.5 points at the minus 102. And I'm on Dylan Brooks of the Rockets over the 10.5 points at the minus 125. So that's my card for a Friday. Enjoy the games. And as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun. And let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.